Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, and we will read Psalm 142. Maskal of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge, and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry. For I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Amen. King David here, he said, I look on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. No one cared for us, but there's a God who hear our prayers, who hear our supplication. Let's come now to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We come to you by faith and by trust. We cry out to you, Lord, we pour out to you our prayer and our supplication. You help us, you guide us. There's no man to help but you, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our supplication. Hear our cry out to you in the name of Jesus. As we come to God, let us confess our sin to him. The things that we have done wrong against him and against his word and against his people and against his church. Let's confess and renounce small or big sins. We ask you, Lord, forgiveness. Hear us. We are crying to you, Lord. Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. As we confess our sin, God will cleanse us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins to him. Forgive, O God. Hear our prayer and our supplication. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Let's give him thanks now for all the good things that he has done to us. We give you thanks, we adore you, we worship you, O God. We thank you for our families, thank you for our health, thank you for the income, thank you for the food and shelter, all what you have given to us. We thank you for your salvation, we thank you for our names are written in heaven, we thank you for the gift of prayers, thank you for your word that you send on time. We thank you, God. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to preach your word. Thank you for being with us in time of troubles. Thank you because when we call you are here, there with us in whatever circumstance, and we thank you for relieving us, for protecting us from persecution, for doing wonders and miracles in our life. And we thank you for all these things. We bless your holy name. Let's now come to God and ask him our needs. Answer our prayers, O God. As we are crying to you, I am praying, Lord, provide our needs in the name of Jesus. You help, O Lord. You provide, you strengthen. You be with us, O God. You help us and you support us in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need is in the hand of God, healing, provision, solution, financial needs, small needs, big needs, all in the hands of God. Hear our prayer, O God, hear our supplication. Thank you, Lord, being good to us. Thank you, answering our prayers. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone need prayers, need help from the Lord, this is the time that we put them in the hand of God. You help, Lord, you help in the name of Jesus. Provide, strengthen. Give, O God, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers, O God. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for our brothers and sisters. O Lord, hear our prayer for them. You help them, O God. You help them in the name of Jesus. Provide for them, Lord. Deliver them, save them from troubles in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your also siblings. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us as we cry out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless our families. Provide their needs, O God. Provide all each and every family needs, O God. Pray for salvation of the soul who are not saved among them, in the name of Jesus. Pray that every family will shine to bring your word, to raise up godly children according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working, for your boss. Pray for that you will be a blessing there to preach the word of God to them and to spread the gospel in the name of Jesus, the place that you are working. Yes, O Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, God. Answer us when we call, Lord. Thank you for all jobs, the incomes, the salaries, the provision, the places that you put each and every one of us. We continue, Lord, commit ourselves to preach your word there. We commit ourselves also, Lord, to pray for the blessing of yours upon them, upon our boss and the places that they are that we are working, so that we will too be blessed. O God, we pray that you will shine, that you will be of good attitude and character. We commit ourselves also, Lord, to bring our tithes and offering our first fruit to you, O God. Lord, as you bless us, we continue to bless you also with our life, and whatever you give us, we will give back what is belong to you, O God. Let's pray now for the places that we came from. Pray for our neighbors, your friends, your colleagues, your relative, that they will come to know Christ and they will give their life to the Lord. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your word to these places that we came from, in the name of Jesus. Let be salvation of souls to come. Let be mysteries open. O Lord, hear our prayers. Guide us to reach new people. O God, among them, let be a fruit among our relatives, our friends, our colleagues, Our neighbors, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's now pray for the place that God had placed His church here in UAE and in other places where the church is sent, to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and also Malawi. These places, we pray, Lord, you bless all these countries and places. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Lord, that you extend your grace upon it, oh God. Salvation for the people and the government. We pray for favor that come from you, oh God, upon us from them, oh God, that whatever our need of logistics, documentation will be provided in the name of Jesus. And we commit ourselves to pray for the prosperity of these places. So we do the prosper. We pray also for the salvation of souls. We pray for that you reveal yourself to them in vision and dream in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Let's pray now today. Let's pray for the church. Lord, protect us, all of us, all the members and workers and pastors, parents, children, elders, young or old, from this COVID-19 pandemic. Protect us from the vaccine and the vices of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, protect us from persecution. We pray, Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Refill us, oh God, and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our life. Oh Lord, to go and preach your word, to evangelize, and do miracles and wonders, whatever needed, oh God, so people, they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. I pray that each and every one of us to discipline himself, that we will cultivate more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more love, peace and joy, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, oh God, humility, gentleness and kindness. Oh God, we pray. You lead us to do all these things that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord, for all the ministers in the church, the worship ministry, oh God, also the church school, Lord, the translation ministry, also the Bible study, the evangelism, whatever, oh God, ministry we are doing, let your name be glorified, oh God. Use our lives, O God, to you. We offer our lives unto you, Lord, that we will serve you, we will preach your word. Even today we pray. You anoint our worship, the service, O God. You anoint the songs, anoint our prayers, anoint the giving, anoint the message. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Anoint the word of God that you give us today. Help us, O God, to abide with your word. I know this recording and take it, oh God, to the places that you wanted to reach. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Give him what is due for him, your life, your thoughts. Surrender your life to him.
My heart like you do.
your life. We continue to serve your God. We continue, oh Lord, to listen to your voice, to the direction of the Holy Spirit today in our lives. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify your name. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I got someone.
We live our life to you, O Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. We give the parts of our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasant unto you. This is our spiritual act of worship. We magnify your name. Speak to us, O God, and direct us. Direct your church, your body, with your will. Let your voice clear to us today. Speak to us. Inspire us. Holy Spirit, come and speak.
What's that? Yeah.
Holy Spirit come, fall on us. Christ, think that is not of you. Take the pride away. Take the worldliness away, O God. Take plans not of yours away, O Lord. Fall on us with your word, with your voice, with your will and your plans. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Speak to us as we sit in your presence. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and offerings and our first fruit and vows to God. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you for all that you give us, for all that you provide for us. We bring to you what belong to you, O God. Open the windows of heaven and bless your people and pour out so much blessing that there will be no place to keep, O God, and rebuke the devourer from our lives, the life of your church and your people. I pray also, God, that those who are in need, you give them. Stabilize jobs and incomes, O Lord. Open your hand and provide the needs, and use this money to reach the lost. We thank and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. And today we will discuss Matthew 5, verse 27 to verse 29. It says, part of the sermon of our Lord on the mountains, and we will learn certain lessons from his word. Matthew 5, 27 to 29, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of the members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Ask you to help us to understand your word, anoint my lips, and put verses and statement. Let the message be clear, O Lord, to us. Thank you for sending your word to teach us, to discipline us, to guide us with the scriptures of the things that you want us to know. We thank you, God. We bless you. O Lord, let be a fruit, 30, 60, and 100. Take it, O God, and let reach your people and those who are waiting to hear your word, and direct it in whatever place you want it to reach. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here our Lord is speaking about the sin of adultery, and that is the seventh command in the law of Moses. Seventh command of the Ten Commandments in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 18, he say, neither shalt thou commit adultery. Here the Lord is speaking that we should not do adultery. But here the teaching of the Lord is more deep. And he consider here even looking lustfully to a woman. You see here that you already commit adultery with her. That is... this is the word of Jesus, and we need to understand how we can apply these things in our life. Now, he was speaking to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people, part of their life and custom, the women, they were wearing veils in their life, and girls and their daughters, they will not be allowed to go outside the house. And if they will go, whatever, they should wear the veil that covers all their body, not only the face and all the part of the body. And with this, even with this, the Lord need to say that man should not look lustfully to a woman. Now, how if the Lord will come now, and what he going to say about what is going on? Let me tell you, he was speaking to the Jewish. And let us read to understand how we can apply the word of Jesus, right? We need to apply it, or it's not for us. It's for us. We need to know how to apply the scriptures in our life, and we have to work it out. How to do it? In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 22, and we will read from verse 13 to verse 21. Because he was speaking to the Jewish people at that time, and he's speaking even to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 13 to 21. This is the law of God. If any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid, not a virgin. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring for the tokens of the damsel's virginity, and to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hated her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speak against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him, and they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver, and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. But if this is true, if this be true, and the tokens of virginity has not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought forth in Israel, she hath wrought fully in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shall thou put evil away from among you. Now this is the real law of God. Here what we read in the story, the man come and he said that this, when I married this girl, is not a virgin. He's complaining. So the father and the mother, what they would do? They bring the token of her virginity. They have the cloth that she was a virgin, the blood on it. They will show it to the elders of the city. That is the proof that the daughter was a virgin. She was not doing fornication before marriage. And the man, what they would do to him, they would spank him, and he would pay penalty, and he would keep the woman. But if what he says is correct, and they cannot prove, what they would do to the girl? They would bring her to her father's house, and they would stone her in front of her father's house, because she was playing a harlot when she was young, when she was virgin. Now, we need to understand, boy or girls should reach the wedding day and they are virgin. That is the plan of God. Now, that's not only the responsibility of men or boys or the girls or the boys or the parents. This is the responsibility of everyone, the responsibility of the church, the responsibility of the elders. You know what he said, Jesus? He say, it's better to take one of your eye out, better than the whole body going to a hell. There's no joking that. That is the very word of Jesus. Now how we can apply such things now in our life with such deterioration? There are principles we need to follow. This is one of the principles. Boy and girl should reach virgin to the wedding day. Second principle, sex only for married people. And marriage only when you are stable, then God will give the right partner. And what we understood also here, that not only adultery, but even look, relationship, emotional things is considered adultery, and that we have to be also put it away. Let's read more in the book of Deuteronomy. Let's read the next verses. Verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22. We must learn. But finally, at the end of the message, there will be conclusion how we can fulfill what Jesus said. I'm not putting something that I will not give solution. There's solution from scriptures. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman too, so that thou shalt put away evil from Israel. He said, if they caught into adultery, she is married and she sleep with not her husband, both of them they will be caught and they will put to death. Because such sin need to be out from Israel. Such sin of adultery should be out from the life of the church. That's the purpose. How we can do it? Yes. There's a solution. Let's read the scripture. But we must understand the principles in life. I'm not speaking about the past. I'm speaking about how the past will not come again in our life. Amen? How the past of sin should not come again in our lives. Verse 23 and 24. If a damsel that is virgin be betrothed unto an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her, then he shall bring them both out unto the gate of the city, and he shall stone them with a stone that they die, the damsel, because she cried not being in the city, and the man because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife. So thou shalt put away evil from among you. You say here that if a man lay down with a maid, betrothed girl means that she is named to marry a person, it's agreed upon. Something was agreed upon that this girl will marry this man. She is already a property of a man. When a man take her and rape her, she is considered a property of other person. Both of them, they will be stoned. Why both of them? He explained to us here. The girl, she was in the city, but she did not shout and cry. Why? She is responsible not to allow the man to come to her. Amen? The girl are responsible that men will not rape her or commit adultery with her. That is her responsibility. Let's read the next verse. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But unto the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death. For as when a man rises against his neighbor and slay him, even so is this matter. He say, if she was in the, find her in the field and sleep with her, only he, the man, will be put to death because there was no one there to rescue her. Now we read here the betrothed woman. The woman, the betrothed, is considered a property of other man.
and that man have taken her and slept with her, he will be punished. Now how about if the girl is not betrothed? If she is not betrothed, she is the property of God. Amen? If a man or woman not betrothed to marry, he is still the property of God. Listen to me. And at the right time, God will give her or will give him to the right person on time. Have you get the point here? You see the nonsense that's going on now in the world? The boyfriend and the girlfriend and the courting and the dating and using these things, crossing the borders? No. The law of God condemns this and punishes it. You know, Jesus put drastic measures. You know what he said in Matthew 5:29? He said, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. This is a drastic measure to stop sin. So what the church need to do now? We need to put a drastic measure to stop such kind of sin. I'm not speaking about the past. I'm speaking about how we can use the past, our painful experience in the past, put it into practice, some practical point, principle, so that the next generation will not do such. The church shall be cleansed from such sins. I tell you, they will be cursed. Curse, you know, we are just harvesting the curse of the immoralities with this COVID-19. God is punishing. We need to wake up, we need to take heed, be disciplined, understand what we need to do and put into practice. God will not change His word. Hell is ready. What do you say here? 29, you say? For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. That is Jesus Himself. Speak about it. There's no joke. Lustful look, whether man or woman, should be cut. Now some women, they say the men should not be malice in their thoughts, should their mind and heart be clean. Yes, they're correct. That is very correct. But you know, adultery, both of them, they agree, right? They will go do it. Now, when the woman let herself with the makeup and with the perfume, strong perfume, and the kind of the dress they wear now, is she doing adultery or no? She's allowing men to look lustfully unto this. Jesus condemned. Even the law of God in the Old Testament condemned that. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 21. Neither shall thou desire thy neighbor's wife. That's where here the lust in the heart and mind, the lust in the eyes. That is covetousness. In Exodus chapter 20, the same command about covetousness. Exodus 20 and verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. That's covetousness, lust in the heart. This is condemned in the New Testament in a clear way. In the Old Testament, they will stone when they do adultery. Jesus said he already committed adultery if you look lustfully unto her. So, how we can stop such things from the life of the church, the life of the people of God? There is, as I am speaking, there is outline had been told. In addition, We need to raise up our children to be away from such things. We need to shelter our children. Take away mobiles and gadgets from their hands. That's our responsibility. Internet and the media should be used only for communication and work, not for entertainment. The phenomenon of boys mixed with the girls, we need to avoid it. Because when they are boy and girls together, we cannot exclude the sexual things also there. Avoid keeping boys with the girls or girls with the boys. These are practical points. No dating, no courting, no boyfriend, no girlfriend. What is boyfriend and girlfriend? What is dating and courting? Is not this is the adultery that Jesus spoke now? Is it or no? Instead, is the principle of a godly marriage. How we work as a church to raise up godly generation, prepare for godly marriage. There's outline. It is possible to do it if you are willing. I'm not speaking the impossible, I'm speaking the possible things that I'm doing. And it is possible for me, because I'm willing. How about you? Are you willing or no? We need to be willing to obey God. Because Jesus, what He says in His Word, He will not change. And He cannot change because it's the Word of God. God will not change His Word. Even He loves us, but He will do it. If we disobey and cross the border, be careful. In the book of Ephesians, Book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 3-7, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness and foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain word, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. See, here the thing that Jesus, that the word of God condemned here is fornication, warmonger, that is prostitution, that's adultery, that is condemning the word of God. These are the things that bring the wrath of God. You know, we are under wrath with this covet. But what is good in it? No more makeup, they are putting mask. No more exposed dress, but they are putting PPE now to protect them from this infection. We need to take heed of what God is doing. Now, to avoid the wrath of God, we need to discipline ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, immoralities will bring the wrath of God. First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 8, neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. When they do fornication, 23,000 was killed. This is the wrath of God. That's what Jesus said. Look, lustfully already done adultery. Now Jesus is very strict, I tell you. He did not say you will be forgiven, he said you will end up in hell. That's what he said. I did not take anything from my pocket. It's there in the Bible. Acts chapter 15. The apostle of the Lord instructs the Gentile churches, and we are the Gentile churches. Because the Jews, they know it. They cannot look even. Acts chapter 15, what the apostle instructs the Gentile churches. Acts 15, 19 and 20. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they should abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. One of the things that they recommend, no fornication, no sex before marriage. And the rest, looking lustfully, adultery, all to abstain. Abstain means not complete cut. Like abstaining from alcohol. Now how we do these things? Now some of the churches still, they did not obey the word of God. Even at the time of the Bible, the church in Thyatira, in Book of Revelation, chapter 2, they did not obey. They continued to condone boyfriend and girlfriend, they continued to condone courting and dating, as if, like now, the churches. They continued to give mobiles and gadgets in the hands of their children and youth. Again, I repeat, internet, gadgets, mobiles only used for communication and for work, not for entertainment or making a relationship. In the Book of Revelation, chapter 2, Jesus' word is the same. It will not be changed. Chapter 2 and verse 20 to verse 23, he says, behold, notwithstanding, that's the church of Thyatira, notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into the bed, and them that commit adultery with her, and to great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Now very clear here, this is the word of Jesus to the churches. He condemned fornication, he condemned adultery. And they will end up in death. Churches are rejecting the word of Jesus. They will be judged. How about us? Do we need to repent and follow God's word or no? Yes. How will you do it? Let's go to the John chapter 8, because in John chapter 8 they brought to Jesus a woman who was caught into adultery. And let's read verse 1 to verse 11. John 8, verse 1 to 11. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again to the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanding us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they did, they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning of the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now here, the woman was caught into adultery. They brought her. They want to ask Jesus, What we need to do? We need to do with her. Moses said we need to stone her. How about you? Now they brought the woman alone. They did not bring the man. If she is caught with adultery, where is the man then? Why they brought her? Not that they want to check what is his judgment about it. They want to trap him. Now they wanted him to say, "Don't stone her," but he didn't say it. And then they would accuse him. See, he is promoting adultery. Jesus never promoted adultery. But he told them, anyone of you without sin, you stone her. What was their sin? Their sin, they hide the man. They brought just the girl. So they were convicted with their sin. So they didn't stone. But Jesus did not condone adultery. What he told her? Go and sin no more. He gave her another chance. Today the Lord giving us another chance, but that does not mean we will go and sin again. How we will do it? How to raise up godly children instead of allowing adulteries and fornications and lust to go on? There's another plan of God for us. Why Jesus spoke this? Because he saw men and lust going on. And you saw people are doing their own plans. They are not waiting upon God and upon His plan. How we would do it? In addition to all the principles, I put another principle. Husbands should work outside. Women should stay at, wife should stay at home. Why? To care for the house and the children. So she will watch the children in the house, homeschooling. The children will not go outside. In the house, no internet or gadget or mobiles given to the children so that they will not be spoiled by what is going on in the media. Saving, budgeting, away from TV, Facebook, YouTube. We don't need these things. These are harmful things for us and our children. Saving, budgeting, preparing for godly marriages. Amen? We need to prepare for the good future of our children. They will be in a godly families. Keep them, no mixing with boys and girls. No boyfriend, no. No girlfriend, no dating, no courting. When they are ready, God will give the right partner for them to have godly families. These are the principles. I am working with the Lord, doing that, and I'm teaching. If you are parents, that's your assignment. If you are still young and youth, that is your also assignment and discipline. It's our assignment to raise up godly children, to cut that sin of lust and adultery in the life of the church and the life of the people. That's our stand. Do you have your assignment today? Or only me? Let's come to God in repentance. It will not work, I tell you. God knows how to frustrate all our plans. And if you are hard-headed, we'll be spunk more. Teach us your will, so God. Lord, we pray that we will abide with your word. We commit ourselves to save you. Oh God, we desire to honor your word. Lord, I am willing to do what you say. I ask you to help me, Lord, to implement these things. Help come only from you, O God. You lead me and guide me, O God. I desire to live in holiness, O Lord. I desire to serve you. I desire to do your will. Oh God, take your word, oh God, and spread it. Convict your church and your people. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. Oh God, Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen.